Good morning. It's Monday morning, start of the week in Ireland. It's 11:49 and I'm sitting here in Cafe Beva, which is quite near where I live, and planning the next 2 weeks. It's a little bit late to plan this week, but it isn't too late to add a few more things in. And I'm kind of looking over this week, which is like last minute stuff, and I'm looking to see what can I do the following week and actually what can I do for the next 4 weeks. So I thought, I thought this morning, what's my thought for the day? And you would say that a thought for the day on a Monday is kind of a thought for the week. It feels to me more like the week. So what's my thought for the week? Well, it's a metaphor. Essentially, it's a metaphor. And, here's how it goes. Empty the glass. Empty the glass. It's full to the brim, overflowing often. Pour enough out to make space for you. To make room to welcome new things into your life. So pour enough out to make out of the glass to make space for you, to make room to welcome new things into your life. But I don't really mean fill it back up. So pour enough out doesn't mean fill up the glass to the brim again. And the final line is living with the glass full is restricting you. Full glass, especially one that's overflowing or may not even be overflowing, it's restricting you. So if you know you've got a full day, everything's planned, everything, you know, all the time is already committed, and you still don't feel that there's enough time in the day to do things, or enough time in the day and the evening to do things, and you don't even have time to get all the sleep you'd like to get. This is what the metaphor is about. Years ago, I remember this thought coming to me before when I was talking to a group of people who were absolutely full and didn't feel that they could do anything else at work. And I'd never met them before, and they worked in the National Trust. And I did something which I wouldn't ever do again in front of a group of people who I didn't know well. I was sitting on a chair in a circle, and I wanted to show them that I appreciated how full their entrees were. So I got a glass of water and I filled it to the brim. And I said to them, look, I fully appreciate that you're... I don't think I use the word appreciate, but I know that you're up to the top. You're completely full, you're completely committed. And my intention was to ask them to do something new, to bring something new into their life. And I then continued pouring the jug, so that I overfilled the glass and water fell onto the carpet. I knew what I was doing, but I didn't know the people. And some of them, you know, appreciated the metaphor and the message, but some of them thought it was very in very poor taste coming from a newcomer. So, it's been sort of indelibly imprinted in my memory. I do think that there are a lot of people, including myself sometimes, who are full up to the brim. And I know well how it feels to be feeling overflowing. The glass is overflowing. Too much, too many balls in the air. So that's why I was partly talking to myself, you know. I want to have a bit more time to be mindful and a little bit more time to do nothing. So pour enough out to make space for you. And that's the point, to make space for you. But why make space for you? It's not just abstract space for you. I thought of to make room to welcome new things into your life. Now perhaps there isn't any impulse to welcome new things into your life, but a life which doesn't welcome new things into it, I have to say I find it difficult to understand, because I do know that new things coming into my life help restore me, invigorate me, and help me to rise above what I'm familiar with. So living with the glass full is restricting you. And it took, you know, I was searching for what word would I say, what would I say that living with the glass full was. Somewhere came the word restricting. And because I didn't want to pick a word that was too precise, and I thought, well, restricting my life is a word that can, you know, apply to many people and certainly myself. So there we are. That's a kind of sort of a thought for the week, but particularly for Monday. And so there we are. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great week yourself. Have a great week yourself. And as somebody else would say, who I'm very fond of, if applicable, empty something out of the glass. Bye for now.